26-year-old Heather Mack was arrested last week upon arrival home to Chicago from Indonesia, where she had been serving a prison sentence for murdering her mother. Here in the U.S., she's charged with conspiracy and obstruction of justice. While in prison in Bali, she gave birth to her daughter. A now 6-year-old's paternal grandmother is now fighting for custody of the little girl. Agents took Mack into custody upon her arrival at O'Hare Wednesday after she had served more than 7 years in an Indonesian prison for killing Sheila Von Weiss Mack in 2014. According to an indictment, Mack and her then-boyfriend, Tommy Schaefer, killed Mack's mother and then stuffed her body in a suitcase and left it in the trunk of a taxi. Mack has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to commit murder and has another hearing on Wednesday. Mack's daughter, 6-year-old Stella Schaefer, who spent the first 2 years of her life in prison and then lived with Indonesian foster parents, is now with another guardian assigned by the government. And now Tommy Schaefer's mother, Stella's grandmother, Kia Walker, says Stella should be with her. And Kia Walker is here live with us in studio tonight, joined by her attorney, Michael Goldberg. We appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming in. I want to start with Stella. Where is she now?
Well, Stella is a guardian of the court. She's being kept by the person who's been assigned by the court. And Kia is here today because she wants to preserve the relationship between her and Stella. And anyone that's had the special relationship with a grandparent and experienced that love knows how it needs to be protected and cherished. And that's why she's going to go to court and make sure that Stella is able to have her in her life.
And you've never actually met her in person, right? You've shared screen time with her.
Yes, well, I was in Indonesia on March 17th. We share the same birthday, and she was born on March 17th, and I saw her being born, and I was helping Heather with how to change her diaper, how to feed her, how to bathe her, and that was, 6 years ago.
It's such an unusual story. I know Heather Mack has, her attorney has vowed not to, to fight any kind of custody that you might have of your granddaughter, but you're continuing to fight. You have an emergency hearing coming up.
Yes.
And why do you think she should be with you instead of with her foster family in Indonesia or with her mother when she's released or with a foster family here in the States?
I think, it's in her best interest that she gets to know her grandma. And the relationship between a granddaughter and the grandmother is very, very, very important.
What has the 7 years been like for you?
A lot of ups and downs. It's just, my emotions, they would go with the wave of the media. It was very intense. The last 7 years has been, very painful to watch, to see, to be.
I can't imagine. I know that you have concerns also about your son. He's serving an 18-year prison sentence still in Indonesia.
Yes.
You talk to him frequently?
Yes, I do. Maybe 3 or 4 times a month. Sometimes a video. I do.
And have you come to terms with what they were convicted of doing?
This is still very surreal. I don't know what to expect. I thought, this is my opportunity to be a voice for my granddaughter and my son who's suffering at the prison. His health is failing. He's had tuberculosis, he's had COVID, he has a lot of issues physically that are, I don't know if he's going to survive this. And it's scary, and I'm here to plead for the U.S. government to please. My son needs medical attention outside of the prison. He's, his lung capacity is poor, he has heart issues. He has blockage in his urethra, blockage in his bowel. He's silently dying, and I'm his voice too.
And let's shift gears to Stella now. You must have concerns about her. I mean, she hasn't had any stability in her life so far.
She has not.
She was born in a prison. Both of her parents are in prison still. She's been shifted around. She's been in different countries. I mean, what are your concerns for her?
Well, there aren't a lot of six-year-olds that can say that they've been to prison, first of all. And the idea of her going into foster care when I'm around, I mean, I think that was wrong. Yeah, she's going to need a lot of therapy. And I would love to have the opportunity to guide her through that process in her life where, you know, she's going to need, you know, she's going to need the love and support, and I'm available, and, you know, I'm here for my granddaughter. Her eyes light up when we talk. I mean, like, yeah, just this, we have so much fun drawing pictures of each other. She's a singer, she's a dancer. And we both dance. I'll put the phone down, and then, you know, we jam. We have our jam sessions. But yeah, to see her grow from a distance, yeah, that's yeah,
must be hard.
It's been challenging.
Well, we are out of time, but we really appreciate you both coming on. We'll of course follow this case closely, and thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.